kwazwai muriye Zimbabwe lingali chona njani mtsokaza mwote Zimbabwe mwote muriye Zimbabwe chino mkamisha ya mchokwa chelu chewechi iki uchelo The Connection lilami umaiko hove eita eita ola zuluga ndaba mtsokaza mwote welcome welcome welcome. If you tuned in right now, you tuned into Live Talk at The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, October 5, 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe, mtsokaza mwote. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, Lingali Chonanjani, Mtwagazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, if you're tuning in right now, Talubonga, Wongo Mundo, Ngena Yukelo, Chinotenda Zikurusa, Kuneweze, Arkupida Mchirongwa, Ini Ndini, Michael Hove, I'm the host for tonight, Chirongwa Chiniche, Chidiki, Uselo, The Connection, Lilami, O Michael Hove, Namkandi, Uselo, Letu, Labasa Kulayo, Chirongwa Chiniche, Chidiki, Tetno Pakurai, Musuechu Piri, every Tuesday panel upon the Penure Studio 7 and Namchanje Uchelo, we continue focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic, the pandemic responsible for taking millions of lives across the globe, and of course, thousands of lives in Zimbabwe. Tonight, in particular, we continue focusing on the increase in coronavirus cases in Zimbabwean schools. However, the conversation is not just going to be ending there. We're also going to be focusing on the 2021 World Teachers Day commemorations. As we close up tonight's program, we're going to be speaking to a recording artist who has worked with well-renowned or well-respected musicians across the entire continent, such as Speedy from Kalawa Jasmine, such as the late Oliver Mtukudzi, and of course, such as the late Calvin. Tonight, Muriye Zimbabwe, we're joined by MJ Singh as we focus on his latest single titled Feels. So, Muriye Zimbabwe, during your tonight, nothing to watch a picture with you, you know, Davisilalo Namsha, Gushelo Lechu, Rabasa Kulayo. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, Zulugandaba, receiving Mpela, would like to apologize. We're not able to give you this program live as per usual. For those that are watching on our Facebook page, I'm sure you can see Wuti as we speak. I'm broadcasting from my house. Zulugandaba. What this means is you cannot join this program live as per usual. However, we still encourage you to share your feedback. So Linga Kofi Zulugandaba, you can still send us email. You can still send us my message and power WhatsApp number to +1 202-465-0318. The number again, +1 202-465-0318. You can also write your comments in the comment section on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Studio 7. And we're going to be reading those comments on air, Muriye Zimbabwe. As we speak, this program is also broadcasting on our official YouTube page. So for all YouTube fanatics, Linga Kwathu Wutisi Corner, the official page is VOA Zimbabwe. You can also put your comments there. Without wasting time, Zulugandaba, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 131,205 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 123,947 recoveries, and 4,472 deaths. Last night alone, 2,138 PCR tests were conducted, 76 new cases were detected, 160 recoveries, and for the first time in a very, very long time, Zulugandaba, zero deaths. To date, 3,117,895 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Of those, 2,322,862 have taken both the first and the second jab. Our governments are intent on fully vaccinating 10 million people, or 60% of the population, to achieve what they call herd immunity. But welcome the discussion on coronavirus, our figures in Zimbabwe, Moria Zimbabwe. If you're wondering, where does all this information that we're constantly giving you on a day-to-day basis come from? How do they gather this information? And of course, what is this information used for in terms of COVID-19 management in Zimbabwe? We have the answer to that question. Let us head over to a video we have, courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Child Care's Facebook page, of Mr. Itai Chabata, who works for the Epidemiology Disease Control Department under the government of Zimbabwe. He's going to explain more how they gather these figures. He's going to explain more what this information is used. And, of course, he's going to explain more in terms of how this information affects Zimbabwe on a day-to-day operational basis. Let us take over to that video. Once again, the video is courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare.
As EDC, our mandate is the prevention and control of communicable disease here in Zimbabwe. So as we do that, we're also the guys who are responsible for the surveillance of disease here in the country. And we will make sure that we record all the cases of disaster that are happening in the country from the facility level in the rural areas up to the national level on daily basis, being prepared that in terms of the condition. Currently, we are using two methods for our surveillance, with what we call indicator-based surveillance, IBS, whereby the statistics that are recorded at the facility level, they are being recorded and sent to the national, the provincial and the national level. Then we have what we call EBS, event-based surveillance, whereby things that will, conditions that will be picked in the community are reported to the district or the facility level or the national level, where we use the 2019 phone number where people can phone to the national office. Then we link them with their local rapid response team. We're also responsible for the setting up of rapid response teams and the capacity of those rapid response teams to ensure that we respond to all the epidemic type timelessly in the country. So currently, for the in terms of COVID-19, we ensure that COVID-19, as you are aware, was supposed to report the case on daily basis. We are the department who are responsible for coming up with the daily situation reports and sharing with our stakeholders, and also analyze the data that is submitted on a daily basis, so that we bring the story out of that data and also to guide the whole government response to COVID-19 to ensure that when they put up, like for example, when they put up the lockdowns, which level is supposed to be put, depending on the analysis that will be done to our data.
Apoka Moria Zimbabwe, you are hearing from Mr. Israel Chabata of the Epidemiology Disease Control Department under, of course, the government of Zimbabwe. Langa chitsana nguraka, bazara vanoita, mukuunganidza yatinoti data, ravanoshandisa mazuva ose, mukutsanangurirawoka ruzhinji zviri kuitika munyika munyaya dzekupararira kwecovid-19. Ndiro kadhaka rinozoshandiswa kana takunzwa mutungamiriri wenyika vachiti aiwa Zimbabwe iri kuita zviri bho, kana kuti Zimbabwe iri kugona munyaya dzekumaneja kupararira kwecovid-19. Ndiro futi zvekare dhaka rinozoshandiswa patinotarisa nyaya idzi dzekuzodzi pane lockdown kana kuti hapana lockdown, kana kuti lockdown iri kuincreasa malevels, kana kuti lockdown iri kudecreasa mumalevels. So ilo ndudaba esinalo zvulukandaba you just heard there from umnumzana uIsrael Chabata owenhlanganiso Epidemiology Disease Control, ubechasisa ngempela okune ngomsebenzi wabo, echasisa njalo ukuthi i-information abayitholayo bayisebenzisa njani when we're talking about ukumanaja udaba lokumemetheka kwe-coronavirus elizweni. So uhlelo the connection lilami uMike Hovis lukandaba, unfortunately wathi ngiphinde njalo silusizi ngempela mthwakazi omuhle, silusizi ngempela Zimbabwe muhle. Namhlanje uhlelo lwethu, our program is a pre-recorded program due to unforeseen circumstances. Ngeke benelisa ukungena kuhlelo njengensukwini. However, you can still send ama message to WhatsApp +12024650318 lingakhophe njalo izela phela lapha yokubhala ukuthi like ku-program yethu ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela sisonke like so tiritose phano pachongwa chetu chebe chidiki tino urombo zvekare mhuri yeZimbabwe ndikudzokorora. Nhasi chirongwa chedu is not a live program as per usual. Of course, Munokwan, I see Tishin Chose, Pano Pachonga Chiri HD, Chironga D Connection, Sakam Sakangano, Press a Pire Pagan, the light, which of Chonos, I was the Chokadim Rezbabwe, to go on a program B, Neo Wandu, Way Bu. Tichendra Amberika, Nenya Tinayo, as we continue tonight's discussion with Zimbabwe. Earlier on, I mentioned Wuti Namshlage, tonight on the connection, we're going to be focusing on the spread of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe schools. This is a discussion we've been going at over the past almost three weeks now, whereby government has reported that our schools, especially our schools in rural Zimbabwe, are contracting a high case coronavirus cases, whereby a lot of students and, of course, a lot of teachers are contracting coronavirus. However, we reached out to government to hear their thoughts on what's happened over the past 3 weeks. We've been speaking to educators, we've been speaking to students, who all seem to be stressed about this saying that, you know, they feel as though schools opened a little too early. They feel as though when schools opened, they were not prepared to ensure that, you know, all measures were not placed. Especially here, we're talking about rural schools. However, Mr. Taungana Ndoro, who is the Director of Communication under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, said that is not the case. He feels as though a government placed all necessary measures. And of course, just like any environment, the spreading of COVID-19 is possible. However, he applauds governments. He applauds these governments' moves in terms of making sure that all measures are put in place. And it's for that reason that, yes, our coronavirus cases are increasing in Zimbabwe schools. However, to date, not a single death has been reported. Let's hear more from a conversation that my colleague, Jonga Kandemiri, had with Mr. Taungana Ndoro over this discussion.
Zake arikushaika kana kuti arikufa nokuda pe-COVID-19. Iri denda iri takwanisa kuripata pahuro nekuri munyonyora nemastandard operating procedures edu. Ndosaka muri kuona kuti munhu anobatwa nedenda irori muzvikoro medu hakuna kana umwe arikushaika kana kuti anzi afa nekuti nenyaya yeCOVID. Inyaya yekuti tari munyonyora. Tashandisa mastandard guidelines edu, saka tiri kuvaratidza kuti nyangwe rikauya zvaro denda iri ticharamba tichienderera mberi nedzi. Zvinenge zvaitika ndezvekuti kazhinji kacho mumanharaunda matinenge tiriwo munogara vamwe vana vachienda kuchikoro vachidzoka vachienda kumba vachidzoka ndo mairi COVID muchikoro haimo. Saka vana nekusimbawo kwemutumbi yavo vanobata denda iri. Iwo vasingatozvizivi asi pavanozouya kuzvikoro isisi tinotozomudza kuti iwe une denda iri iye anotozovhunduka vamwe vanotoramba mwana vanotoramba kuti handina COVID handizvizivini ndakatosimba. Saka denda iri riri munharaunda isu sevanhu nevana vezimbabwe ngatibatanei kuti tidzivirire kupararira kwedenda iri. Denda harizi muzvikoro, denda riri munharaunda. Zvikoro ndozviri kukwanisa kubata denda iri. Mapana chikoro muno muZimbabwe chisina atinoti information education and communication material on COVID-19 kutaura kuti pane paine mavara anenge achingotaura kuti mask up, no mask, no entry, sanitize your hands, wash, itai social distancing. Endai kuzvikoro kwedu munondoona mukangosvika pachikoro motofunga kuti madopinda muclassroom nekuti anenge angori maposta nemaposta akangonamirwa chikoro chose chichiratidza kuti aiwa denda rari tiri kuzva kuti riripo. Saka ngatitei social distancing, ngatipfekei mamaski edu, ngatidzivirirei kupararira kwedenda irori.
So Zulukandaba liya muzwa phela umnumzana uTaungana Ndoro. He is the Director of Communications under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. He was explaining there, saying as our government, they are very satisfied with all the measures that they've put in place that are helping towards ensuring that, yes, coronavirus cases are increasing in Zimbabwean schools. However, two main things that Ms. Ndora highlighted there is a position that they've been very insistent on since the opening of schools is that the COVID-19 pandemic is not something that is originating within Zimbabwean schools. However, it is coming out from the communities and then being detected in schools. So Ms. Ndora there is saying this is only showing how efficient our government is in terms of managing the COVID-19 cases in schools, because they're testing and they're detecting all these cases once these students or once these teachers are now in schools. And of course, when they get sick or when do they show these symptoms in schools. Another thing he highlighted is that he says government has put in all measures. This is including that ensuring that they're testing facilities on these schools and, of course, COVID-19 management facilities in these schools. So now places whereby students can quarantine. He highlighted that when this happened, when students were writing their exams, a lot of them were able to write their exams because they were within their own quarantine zones and they wrote their exams in these zones. So ilo lutaba yikho okushiwo nguhulumende, yikho okushiwo ngumnumzana Thawungana Ndoro, isikhulumeni sogatsha olubona ngezemfundo, Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. That's all what they are saying. Panyai yekuparara kwedenda re-COVID-19. Tichange tichidzosa zvekare varairidzi throughout this discussion, tichinzwawo kamaonero avo nezvenyaya. Vazhinji over the past couple of weeks have highlighted that there's not much that's being done in Zimbabwean schools, especially those that are teachers in the rural areas. They're not really satisfied by what government has done in terms of COVID-19 prevention. And to this day, they still feel as though the increase in COVID-19 cases is something that they are worrying about. But now, to take a look at what other nations are doing in terms of COVID-19 prevention or managing COVID-19 in their countries, I want to head over to a case study that was done in Nigeria in this instance. Why? Because this mainly involves the youth and educating their youth in Nigeria about COVID-19 and how to manage COVID-19. This is something that a lot of educators in Zimbabwe feel is necessary to ensure that some of these students understand more about COVID-19, because a lot of educators that I have spoken to have highlighted that they feel as though students are yet to understand. And this is not just educators, but parents too. They feel as though students are yet to understand more about COVID-19. So I wanted to showcase what's happening in other countries across the African continent. Let's head over to a VOA piece done whereby they showcase how Nigeria is managing the COVID-19 pandemic.
A team of educators arrives at a government school in Abuja. The team is led by Raquel Kashem Daniel, a Nigerian author and founder of the nonprofit Beyond the Classroom Foundation. They are here to educate school children about the coronavirus pandemic and personal hygiene. They are equipped with books, face masks, and sanitizers. Daniel says the initiative started last year when COVID-19 hit Nigeria.
But because COVID was evolving, I knew that I wouldn't have one edition of the book. So we've had different editions of the book. I had to update it from time to time. The support that we have received has mostly come from social media and from funders who have seen our work.
The COVID-19 children's book is titled There's a New Virus in Town. It has colorful images along with text to help children understand the deadly virus better. The book also contains a quiz at the end where children can guess the next character or topic. 12-year-old Jamila Abdul was one of the readers.
I wash my hand regularly, wear my face mask, keep your compound clean.
9-year-old Pekulia Oyewale says he'll keep safe to keep his friends safe.
I was angry because the coronavirus killed so many people, so I wanted it to not kill my friends.
Despite Nigeria recording more than 200,000 cases of the coronavirus, authorities say myths and misinformation about the pandemic continue to spread, and children are among the most susceptible. Daniel's program, which has reached some 14,000 children so far, is helping to bridge the education gap, not only in schools, but also among vulnerable groups like these children in a village near Abuja.
Some would say only older people are dying because God wants to save the children. And so God is cleaning the earth. We heard all sort of things. So what we do with our volunteers, because we have to train our volunteers before they go on the field, is to teach them and arm them with information about this need. And say to them, when you get on the field, this has to debunk it.
Nigerian authorities have been organizing mass sensitization programs to educate the public and try to overcome misinformation they blame for a slow vaccine uptake. But while that happens, Raquel Kasham Daniel will be having an impact on kids. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Well, as Zulugan Davanias Bonana Yembele always really Nigeria, that was a piece done by VOA that is showcasing how Nigeria is helping their youth understand the COVID-19 pandemic. How can this be helpful to Zimbabwe? Let us know, as Zulugandaba, whether or not you think such practices can be helpful in Zimbabwe. Sinabalokwa alo, tikawa nebuku, ragananga nebuzi tisaweche piki, nezo kuparara kwe COVID-19, nemo ondre njinga batira ere, mkutiviri kuparara kwe lenda ili moshikoro. Do you think this will be helpful? Sikangilukubegela pabili, motabalolu, as we have more live programs, and of course, bringing some of our educators onto the program to discuss this issue. But now, Muria Zimbabwe, whilst focusing on schools, focusing on education, today's a very important day for education sectors across the whole globe. Today officially marks World Teachers Day, a day set aside and celebrated or acknowledged every year on the 5th of October. It was set aside by UNESCO and the ILO. This is a day that is targeted towards, of course, focusing on the well-being of educators across the globe. Now, this year's commemorations are being acknowledged or celebrated under the theme Education is the Recovery, just to showcase some of the statements that were produced. One of the statements that was produced by UNICEF today, it says, on World Teachers Day, we're not only celebrating every teacher, we're calling on countries to invest in them and prioritize them in global education recovery efforts so that every learner has access to a qualified and supported teacher. Let us stand together with our teachers. That's just an insert taken from a statement that was produced by UNICEF today. This was a joint statement by Ms. Audrey Azoulay, who is the Director General of UNESCO, and Mr. Guy Ryder, who is the Director General of the ILO, and of course, Ms. Henrietta Fourier, who is the Executive Director of UNICEF, amongst others. That's one of the statements. To see the whole statement, head over to UNESCO's page. But now, whilst focusing on the discussion, of course, of World Teachers Day, I reached out to a couple of educators based in Zimbabwe to hear their thoughts on the importance of the day and, of course, some of the issues and challenges that they're facing as educators. And most importantly, we focus on their role towards helping students as Zimbabwe comes out of the post-COVID-19 pandemic. Zimbabwe, just like the whole globe over the past year and a half, almost two now, has been fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. And for a huge chunk of those 2 years, a lot of students have had minimum to no education. So today's focus targets towards ensuring that our teachers able to help their students post a COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, once again, we zone in on some of the challenges. Let's head over to the conversation that I had with Ms. Lorraine Ruzizo and, of course, Ms. Suholuhle Ndlovu, both educators are based in Zimbabwe.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me, especially on such a day as this. The importance of World Teachers Day to me, it's crucial in reminding us of the benchmark set with regards to the rights and responsibilities of teachers and the standard for their initial preparation and further education, recruitment, employment, and teaching and learning conditions. It also allows for recognition of what may all year round be our unsung heroes, because I'd like to believe that for most of us, regardless of the different life journeys you may take, everyone passes through the hands of a teacher, and some will have longer lasting impacts upon the pupils or learners that they manage to teach, all impact being positive, hopefully. And also this day aims to appreciate, assess, and improve the conditions of educators across the world. This is also an opportunity to address issues related to teaching and the teachers themselves.
Lauren, let's focus on the theme of this year's commemorations. The theme of this year's commemorations is Teachers at the Heart of Education Recovery. Now, this is focusing, of course, on the important role that teachers have to play towards bringing our students back up to par, especially for following what many would argue at least 2 years of minimum to no education whatsoever. What are your thoughts on this year's theme?
This year's theme, Teachers at the Heart of Education Recovery, I believe cannot be better put. For me, I think it's a prerequisite for the transformational power of education to be in play that there is investment in the teacher, thereby investing in the learner, because every learner deserves a qualified teacher. And also for education to recover globally, the teachers are at the heart of efforts to attain the global education target of leaving no one behind, firstly. And then in light of the pandemic, there is need to adapt a new normal where, if resources are permitting, people can start adapting to e-learning. And if not, I think there is need to address the teacher-pupil ratio, especially now with the rapid increase in population. There is also a rapid increase in enrollment in primary schools across the globe. So for there to be quality education, there cannot be any compromise in teacher-pupil ratio, because right now I believe there are fewer teachers, in fact, we have way less teachers than we actually require. So there is need for governmental policies that are in place, that should be put in place to address the concept of teacher-pupil ratio, because I want to think that even though it can be set in writing that there is a certain number of pupils to a teacher, in most countries, because of the lack of resources and lack of finances, most people end up overlooking that aspect. But now, with this year's theme, for us to recover as the education sector, we cannot keep brushing that aside, because there's so much that has been lost with this pandemic. So the learners need time to recover, and for that recovery to occur, there is need for a more in-depth relationship between the learner and the educator and the teacher.
I was not in the school, I did not say papo, keeping the oka. Nkosazana Subodushi and Jovu Tizo Maundre Awo. Manjovu Siabonga Kulu Mongena Bushelo, over to you. Utawesila Nobushelo, the discussion that we're having namhlanje on our program is of course focusing on World Teachers Day. So let's start there. What are your thoughts on ukukhatheka kwalolu?
Ngiyabonga ngiyabukela kulelo hlelo. Ngokubona kwami, ilanga lokuthakazelela usuku lwababaliso lwe-World Teachers Day uzaba khona mhla ka 5 October lilanga elihle kakhulu kithi njengababalisi. Siyathaba nxa lathi siqakathekiswa kanje, ngoba sibona ukuthi umhlaba wonke nje jikelele umuntu nje ukuze aphumelele akwazi ukubala, akwazi ukubhala, udlula ezandleni zikambalisi. Siyalithakazelela leli langa lathi sikhunjulwe ukuthi into esiyenzayo iqakathekile.
Awutshela abalaleli umbono wakho ngetimu yalo mnyaka. Ngiphinde ngabuza unkosazana uLorraine umbono wakhe ngesithi itimu yalo mnyaka ithakazelelwa or inanzwa phansi kwesihloko esithi Teachers at the Heart of Education Recovery. Awutshela umbono wakho.
Indikimba yolo nyaka ithi Teachers are at the Heart of Education Recovery. Nxa sikhangele umbalisi, simkhangele simbone ukuthi nguye inhliziyo Yes, I'm fond. So, ngalumnye akasikhanye siyabona ababali sebebuyile ezikolo and lapha abekhona ezikolo basebenza gadalala ukuthi bekhone ukuthi abantwana befinyelele kwezemfundo kulapha abalahlekelwa isikhathi eside behlezi endlini ikakhulu sikhangela ababalisi abasemaphandleni lapho abantu abantwana ade bengafundi ngesikhathi sokuvalwa kuvalelwa i-lockdown bamatasatasa yonke indawo ukuthi basebenze ukuze abantwana laba babambele abana abanye abantwana ade bekhona ukuthi banjani bafunde ngesikhathi se-lockdown ivalelwe i-COVID so indikimba le iyangena kakhulu nxa sikhangele ngoba vele umbalisi usebenza ngokuzimisela efake inhliziyo yakhe yonke ukuthi umntwana wonke athole ukuphumelela
right tshiphetha eluhurukuru yedu panapa of course we're about to wrap up both with Nemi Mzwari Lorraine Ruzito Lawe Mandlovu. I'm going to give you both an opportunity of letting us know your thoughts. Now, last week, Sizwe Umongameli, Sakazon Chungamiri, Nika, Rwanda, Bapo Kagame, Bachombe Ramaoko, Barari, Zimbabwe, are applauding the work that Zimbabwean teachers do. And of course, highlighting that his country is very impressed and is looking to provide opportunities to teachers in Zimbabwe. So we'll start with you, Lorraine. Motu Zomondre, you let us know your thoughts on that one in terms of, you know, the statements echoed by the president of Rwanda, Mr. Kagame himself. And of course, if you think that this is something that as Zimbabwean educators should be celebrating.
Mashoko emkuru emthungamiri wenyika ye Rwanda abapo Kagame kwandiri aneka kutapira neka kuvava zvese pakutapira pakuti zvinhu zvinofadza kunzwa muchirangarirwa zvakadaro nekuti mashandiro edu evarairidzi muno muZimbabwe aonekwa ari mashandiro anodakadza zvekudaro zvokuti takutokukwa kune imwe nyika kuti uyai mushandire kuno pamhiripiri pakuzovava apa ndepekuti zvinotibatei kuona makupembedzwa kune imwe nyika asi muno macho mamunenge muri mamuri kufa nekushanda mamuri kushingaira mushanda muchiita zviri kuonekwa kunze kwese kuti muri kushingirira kuti muri kugona basa muno macho musina kurangarirwa zvakudaro nekuti vakatarisa ndiri kuona kwakawanda izvezvi vakawanda uri mutare nekuti takutongonanga kurwanda takutopeka mabhegi takuenda kurwanda vanhu vari kuda kumhanyira kuenda kurwanda kutiza muno nenyaya yekuti vazhinji vari kuona sekuti mashandiro acho ati kuita muno kunyange tiri kushanda nemazvo ari kuonekwa kune dzimwe nyika hatisi kupiwa zvinoenderana nestandard yataonekwa taseta saka zvinhu zvinofadza kurangarirwa zvakadaro zvinopasa manyemwezve asi zvinoita kubata kekuti dai taikwanisa kuonawo the same kupembedzwa even muno munyika medu ndinoona sekuti maticha emuzimbabwe varaidzi emuzimbabwe vaita zvidakadzo zvinhu zvekuti nhembedzo yakabva kurwanda iyi yaizopfuurira pasi rese
Mandlovu we're going to leave it up to you to see Kibe in your career. What are your thoughts on Owusa Lukshiwongu, Ankosazana Lorraine, about Amaz Yashiwongu, Mongameli Wagwelewa?
Ngiyabulisa kakhulu ukuze omunye umuntu kakhulu ongumongameli welinye ilizwe encoma ngokusebenza gadalala kwababalisi kodwa into esizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi nxa abanye umuntu owaphandle ebona ubuhle bethu esibenzayo kodwa thina abakitha abakuboni konke khonoku kusizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi abasithakazeleli thina ngani sithi abasithakazeleli ngoba iholo esilitholayo liphansi kakhulu singathi siyazama ukuvusa amakhanda sikhulume sokuthiwa isenza into engayisiyo sokubuya ngapha la ngapha besiyethusela ukuthi sizaxotsha imisebenzi sizasithini sizathini kodwa kulilungelo lethu ukuthi sikhale nxa into zingahambi ngendlela esifisa ngayo. So thina lokhu okukhulunywe ngumongameli weleRwanda into enhle. Mina ngakhuthaza ababalisi abalesifiso sokuthi bebona indawo befundisa bengahamba bekhululekile. Asikwazi kodwa kunokuphambili okukhona ngale, kodwa nxa umuntu elincomile kutho ukuthi ulifisela ini, ulibekele into enhle phambili. Ngiyabonga.
Well, as Lugandaba Liamuzo Pela, you just heard there from Nkosazana Lorraine Rozwitso, and of course, as Sugolo Shento, who are both educators, speaking on the importance of the day, World Teachers Day. But now, in wrapping, they seem to highlight some of their grievances as educators. However, they highlighted that they're very happy that our presidents, such as Mr. Paul Kagame himself, the president of Rwanda, are acknowledging the hard work that they put in. And of course, they are urging some of their colleagues, those that are interested, to go out there and explore the opportunities that are there. Because, like Mr. Kagame is highlighting, as Zimbabwean educators are people who are well respected across the globe. But now, we also reached out to government once again to bring back Mr. Taungana Ndoro, the Director of Communications under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, to hear his take on the sentiments echoed by Mr. Kagame. And of course, he also talks about whether or not it's true that there are enough teachers to capacitate all the Zimbabwean schools. So let's hear more from Mr. Ndoro once again.
Zimbabwe inyayekungoti vanogona kudzidzisa vanopa education yemhando yepamusoro-soro ndosaka vachidiwa nedzimwe nyika. Zvamunoona kudai, Zimbabwe nyika yakakomborerwa nekuva nemapicha akawanda chaizvo zvokuti kutaura kwemutungamiri wenyika wekuRwanda hakuna kukatyamara kwatinoita nezvazvo. Tinotozvikurudzira sevanhu vemuAfrica kuti tibatane. Varairidzi vakawanda varimo muno muZimbabwe. Macolleges vari kuburitsa varairidzi vakawandisa chaizvo. Vamwe vakapedza 2020, vamwe 2018, vasati vakwanisa kukanda munzvimbo dzavanofanira kunge vari. Muhoro yavo iri kutariswa nehurumende kuti inge yakanyatsokutsetseka. Izvezvi izvi chatinokwanisa kufara nacho ndechekuti hakuna kana umwe murairidzi akapedza mwedzi asina kuwana chouviri chake mwedzi wapera.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, you're hearing this from Mr. Taungana Ndoro of the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. They're saying, you know what, as government, they welcome the sentiments echoed by Mr. Kagame. And of course, one thing he highlights is, according to government, teachers, there's more than enough teachers in Zimbabwe to ensure that such situations are facilitated for. And lastly, one thing he highlighted, which is has been the grievance of educators for over a year now, are their salaries. He says government is currently working on it. So ilolu daba silalo kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo eZulukandaba. So far, silokhe siqhubekela phambili sikhangela okwenzakalayo esikolo. Siphendrambeli sithalisa ka zviri kuitika muzvikoro muZimbabwe. Nhasi Zimbabwe iri kubatsana nenyika dzose pasi rose mukucherechedza zuva reWorld Teachers Day. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatiri kubatsa pari zvino, mabvakunzwa kumambonzwa kubva kuna muzvare Lorraine Rozwitso, mukadzwa zvekare kubva kuna muzvare Sugolo Shendlovu. Vese ava vari two varayiridzi vangatitaurawo kamaundiro avo pamusoro pezvekukosha kwezuva iri. Vakataurawo kamaundiro avo nezvavari kusangana nazvo sevarayiridzi munyika. Tanzwa zvekare kubva kuna vataungana ndoro vebazi rinoona nezvedzidzo, iyo yachinetu nechirungu Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. Imi muri unozvionawo sei mhuri yeZimbabwe lingakofi? Tine urombo zvekare mhuri yeZimbabwe. Nhasi unfortunately hatichikwanisa kukupai chirongwa chedu live. See, you can still post maundrenyu paFacebook page redu revoa shona. Munokwanisa zvekare kutichimbira maundrenyu paWhatsApp panumber dzinoti +1 202 465 0318. But now, as we continue with our discussion, we also reached out to Dr. Sizwe Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association to hear his thoughts on the sentiments echoed by Mr. Paul Kagame, the president of Rwanda. And of course, he talks also on the state of education in Zimbabwe and, of course, the well-being of educators. So let's hear more from Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu in a conversation he had with my colleague, Mr. Gibbs Stewart.
Siyambonga umongameli waseRwanda ngokunanzelela ukuthi ababalisi beZimbabwe baqeqeshile njalo bayahlonipheka kanti benza lezinga lezemfundo leZimbabwe libe lezinga elihloniphekayo. Okusukuhleke ukuthi sesibona ngamazwe wonke ukuthi ababalisi laba bayasebenza ngokumqotho sindana behlangana lobunzima obukhulu elizweni labo. Esikujabulelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa lo umkhumbulo ongaba ngumkhumbulo ophumelelayo kawuphumelele kuyukuthi okhulumende baxhumene ukuthi labo babalisi abahamba besiya eRwanda bahambe beyingxenye kahulumende ukwenzela ukuthi inkanuko zabo sebekhona ngale zinanzeleleke njalo zivikeleke. Phela umuntu angahamba eyedwa olakho ukuthi afike adliwe ngamanxa esekhonale.
Well, as Zulukandaba, you're hearing there from Dr. Sifiso Ndlovu, the president of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association, SITAI. Bona njenge nhlanganiso, they welcome the sentiment echoed by Mr. Paul Kagame, SITAI, and Bella. They appreciate the fact ukuthi amazwe emhlabeni jikelele can see the hard work that Zimbabwean educators are put out there. Mr. Paul Kagame last week echoing sentiments whereby he highlighted ukuthi as the president of Rwanda, he's very impressed by the works of the Zimbabwean teachers. They're looking for labor and they're looking for opportunities to grant opportunities to some of these teachers in Zimbabwe. Chirongwa, the connection with Michael Ove Muria Zimbabwe, unfortunately, we are unable to be with you live. However, Siloke Kwegela Pambili, Siswanke, like so, Panopa Radio, Panepen Radio Studio 7, Pa Zekari, Pama Facebook page, Elima Tatu, Pa VOA Shana, Sikona Dialogo VOA Debele, and we're together, Siswanke, like so, on VOA Studio 7. Do not forget, also, we're broadcasting live on our YouTube page. Unfortunately, we are unable to call in live as per usual. We apologize for that. However, please continue leaving your feedback on our Facebook pages. Please continue sending your messages on WhatsApp, and we're going to be reading them. We're going to be receiving them, and of course, we're going to be implementing whatever feedback you send us. If you tune in right now, connection, Lilami or Mike Fore. Mr. Jazz Signal, they're partnering up with Roots Africa, producing that COVID-19 message. And Kezai Maoko, Kezani Zanza Moria Zimbabwe, Lina Koshugushonipa, Umtetowe, social distancing, Ongoreka, Mutemo, social distancing, and most importantly, Tekaima Mask, Pamunu Buda, and COVID-19 is a real Chirwere. Chiriko, Chinotenda Shikusa, kuna Mr. Chira, Rida, partnering up with Roots Africa for that message there. Uhlelo the connection with Zimbabwe, Chukendra Mberi, connection Rongwa. But now, moving forward, whilst also touching on education and, of course, other issues that happened under the COVID-19 pandemic, next week, Monday, is going to be the International Day of the Girl Child. And so we found it important that we kickstart a conversation this week whereby we're going to be focusing on the girl child. Now, whilst on the discussion of the girl child, of course, this is also indirectly linked to such discussions such as access to education, such as access to equal opportunities in life. When we talk about the girl child, the biggest discussion in Zimbabwe right now is the discussion around early child marriages. This is something that was recently sparked due to a situation that included a young girl named Anna Machaya, who passed away whilst giving birth. This is a very, very young girl linked to early teen marriages. A practice that is frowned down upon across the whole globe, not just in Zimbabwe. And so seeing as though the International Day of the Girl Child is quickly approaching, I thought it is very important that we kickstart this discussion this week. So this week we're joined by Nhlanhla Moyo, who is an officer or sexual rights expert, and of course an officer under DOT Youth, a youth-led organization that focuses on youth empowerment in Zimbabwe. And we focus on this discussion. I've had Nhlanhla on the program before, whereby we touched on early child marriages. And so I brought him back so that we could catch up, focusing more on the developments that have happened in Zimbabwe since that last instance, since the service situation, including Anna Machaya. So let's head over to my conversation with Nhlanhla and hear his take on what's happening.
Thank you very much, Mike. I think it's a very interesting question and a very relevant one, which I'm afraid to say that progress around justice on that front has been very, very slow, if I'm to put it that way. As usual, when issues start to trend in Zimbabwe, these so-called controversial and issues that are glaring in the public domain, you get media houses picking up these stories, and there is so much of an outcry on social media. But then give it a week, give it 2 weeks or so, that noise dies down, and justice along those same lines goes the same way. So I wouldn't say I'm very happy about what's happening around that particular case. It is a case that has predominantly gone silent, and Zimbabwe has sort of moved on from even speaking about that case and raising awareness and seeking accountability on that particular issue.
What gives you that impression? I mean, just to quote, for example, something that happened just under 2 weeks ago, we saw the Zimbabwe Gender Commission coming up with an actual commission to focus on discussions around early child marriages. So what gives you the impression that, of course, such topics have become dormant in Zimbabwe?
It's historical, Mike. We have seen a lot of these so-called controversial issues in the public domain that are coming up, and the public also standing up to put political pressure on our leaders, and leaders then responding and giving some sort of favorable response, which is merely rhetoric, if I'm to be honest about it. So yes, the commission has put out that they are going to investigate. They have a dedicated task force that is meant to really scrutinize these particular issues. But Mike, I need to remind you of this. These reports are not new. We have heard the multiple indicator cluster survey. That was 2019. That highlighted, that flagged these particular issues. Is at a whooping 50% in Mashona and Central. These are happening. But because now through the government then responds by giving us a bit in terms of the fact that the commission is, whose responsibility it actually is. I mean, we shouldn't even be celebrating that the commission all of a sudden now has this dedicated branch or dedicated task force to scrutinize these issues. The commission, the gender commission, was designed to scrutinize and to make sure that they guide gender equality in the country. So this is also part of their mandate originally.
Now, I want to focus a little more on the commission itself. How much do you think this would have in terms of the impact on ending early child marriages in Zimbabwe, seeing as though now it seems as though they're putting a step on it. They're saying we need to really zone in on it. How much impact do you think this will have?
I would say it's actually a step in the right direction if they actually then follow through, and it's not just mere rhetoric. Because then when the commission steps up to say we are then focusing on this particular issue, it means that a report is going to come out of this. And because the commission is not in a position of making law in itself, that report can serve as a very good justification for amending or even relooking at our laws, at our policies around issues of child marriage. We have the marriages bill currently going through parliament. Hopefully that's something that is going to be passed very soon. It still has a bit of deterrent measures around child marriages. So as I said, the action, if we should say follow through, is a very positive step in the right direction. And we would like to obviously see what report they produce and send it through to Parliament for policy making.
What words would you have for ordinary Zimbabweans, because they too have a role to play in ending early child marriages? What words would you have to give them?
It's a very big role, and thank you very much, Mike, for that. Really, it's not even advice, because humanity in itself sees these as despicable, because the fact that this particular story came out in the public domain and everybody came out guns blazing to castigate such an action, it means the moral fiber of society is still there. We know it, we know what's supposed to be done, and we know what's not supposed to be done. So it is not an issue of advice, really, but to say, when you see something, say something for the people that are not practicing such. And when you hear something, probe and find out what is happening, because it may not be your child if you're a parent. It may not be your child today. It can easily be your child tomorrow.
Well, as Lugandaba, you are hearing there from Anshansha Moyo. He is the research and advocacy officer under Jot Youth, an organization that focuses on youth empowerment. Kind of previewing a discussion that we're also going to be delving deeper into next week, which focuses on the girl child. As I mentioned earlier on, next week, Monday, is the International Day of the Girl Child. Now, this day, of course, focuses on the empowerment of the girl child across the whole globe. So the situation we're talking about with Nganja earlier on pertains to early child marriages, which is something that really has affected the girl child in Zimbabwe, affected her rights to education, affected her rights to equal life. Equal opportunities in life in Zimbabwe. So join in next week, of course, Sabekela Pambili Ngalolu Jaba. We're going to be continuing the International Day of the Girl Child, which is next week, Monday. But now, in closing, Mudie Zimbabwe, here comes a conversation that we've been waiting for throughout the whole program. Earlier on, I mentioned that tonight on The Connection panel by Nepinginere Studio 7, we're going to be joined by recording artists who has worked with legendary acts such as Speedy from Kalawa Jasmine, such as the late Calvin, such as the late Oliver Mtukudzi. We're joined by MJ Sings, who recently released his new single titled Feels. Let's head over to my conversation with MJ Sings, who's going to tell us more.
The weird story is that it's actually the last song that we recorded on the EP.
Okay.
So So it's just basically a story about a couple who are in a relationship, and they started together when things were really like on the low, on the ground. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as things started moving for the other party in the relationship, you know, one of the spouses is no longer doing, you know, the things that he or she was doing in the relationship in terms of consistency and being around.
And I know you've been very busy. You've been in several different endeavors. You've been writing, producing. Before you even put out Feels, I saw you were doing something for Speedy with those guys with Kalawa. What's that been like, man? What's that journey been like? And how is it helping towards this project?
Man, that journey came as a surprise. Because I really didn't think that at some point in my career I'll be writing for like such legendary artists. Because, man, I've been listening to Speedy's music since like... Yeah, exactly. So... It's been a life-changing experience, and it's really connected with different creatives and people that are really playing really big parts, like, in terms of the music industry.
Under, like, lockdown and all that, like, a lot of artists were very crammed down. You guys went gigging. You guys went, like, a lot of people were kicking it. Like, how did you find that period?
At first, we complained about the whole thing, but then we sat down and were like, guys, let's make the most out of this. So we started putting out as much content as we can in terms of just trying to flood the market with our music and all that. So we actually saw the positive side of this whole pandemic instead of just looking at the negative side. We noticed that a lot of people are online and active right now. So we started just reaching out to everyone. Because there's no way Speedy was going to respond if it was, like, during normal time.
Touring and, right.
But the pandemic helped us to connect with all these guys.
Take it back to the project itself. What can people expect? I know, like I said, the single Feels for me is a great vibe. You and Murphy Cubic always produce amazing stuff together. What can we expect more from the project?
Expect something different. I know people were now used to the old chill vibes, but this time I tried to just explore and challenge myself in terms of creating new vibes and just tapping into different sounds and all that.
So let's wrap up our conversation here, MJ. Tell the people where they can find this project or they can find the single. And
so for this thing, we just decided to put it on YouTube because our intentions were not to monetize with this one. But we're definitely going to we've uploaded it actually on online stores. So, yeah, that's what I'm at.
I'm going to ask you to do things as we wrap up. Injo Kala is Poselama Zoxena to Abalale. Number two, Abantu, they want to hear you sing Ingo Mayankona. I'll be shining your fist there.
I'm going to fast. I'm
going to get
Bazo chola bashadi bayo, sandizela pezulo na fasangazi. Bazo chola bashadi bayo, sandizela pezulo na fasangazi. How majesto ya banda, hey, how majesto ya banda.
Make sure you go stream it on YouTube. MJ, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Well, shout out to MJ Sings. I always say, man, it's such a pleasure talking to this young gentleman. Very, very hard working. I like his work ethic. Zulugandaba, Hambandium Sayela, go support the young gentleman there. Check him out on YouTube. I am MJ Sings on Twitter, Instagram, and MJ Sings on YouTube. Wena lokho namhlanje eZimbabwe ngithokoza umuhle sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo sasifika kumagumo eChirongwa chethu chabantu. Iki, we come to an end of our program tonight. Thank you so much to all my guests that joined us from eZimbabwe. Thank you so much to everybody that tuned in. Lingakhohlwa, for those that are looking to chat with me, for those that are looking to send me their info, for those that are looking to appear on the show, hit me up on our emails. mhove@voanews.com. Of course, you can also catch me on social media, on Twitter and Instagram, Big Mike 3. That's BIGMYKE3. Mure Zimbabwe, mthokoze muhle. Let's meet same time next week. Hopefully by then we'll be live. Fingers crossed. Mure Zimbabwe. Bye bye.